1860s era, baseball was one of the highlight activities at Dearborn's Greenfield Village this past weekend. The Saginaw Old Golds Club retained its crown at the World Tournament of Historic Baseball. The old-time baseball season extends into the fall with future Michigan tournaments ahead. WKAR's Peter Wharf was at Greenfield Village with Old Golds player Michael Ossie.
I've been playing for about 11 years.
How'd you get into it?
I worked here at Greenfield Village, and then after I left college, I continued as a volunteer. So I volunteered here at the Village for a number of years, and now I'm playing and volunteering with the Saginaw team.
I assume you played baseball as a kid and made this transition to this kind of different game. Is that right?
Yeah, I think it's funny. I think somebody told me one time there comes a time when they tell you you have to stop playing the child's game. And for most of us, that happened when we were 18. But this gives us an opportunity to come out and play and then also teach people, because Greenfield Village is a good place. You know, people come here to learn, be entertained as well. So it's a way to entertain people, but also give them the story of America's pastime, show them how baseball began.
Foul.
Just kind of give me the 60-second version of some of the big differences in the game from what we know today.
Sure. I mean, the first thing you notice is that we don't use gloves. Gloves weren't really invented and used until the 1880s. And the other differences include if you catch a foul ball on the first bounce, it's an out. And if that's something that's obviously not a part of today's game. In 1867, which is a game that's here at the World Tournament, it was right in a transition year from when it became an amateur game to a professional game. So it's right on the cusp of what we do for baseball today, but there's still some inherent differences, like the bound rule, like the lack of gloves, and the underhand pitching, obviously. Those are the major differences that you'll see out here. Other than that, it's baseball, and that's what's interesting about it. It hasn't changed too much. It's tweaked. It's more competitive now, but the inherent game itself is about the same.
Strike one. No tick. No tick. No, Sarah.
Tell me about some of the teams in the region. I know there's teams throughout Michigan, even like Indiana and Ohio, right?
That's correct. I mean, when I started playing, there was about 90 teams. Most of it was in the Midwest. Now there's over 500 teams in the country. It's coast to coast. There's a lot of teams in the East Coast. We played a tournament in Gettysburg, actually, this year. We played teams from Delaware, Maryland, Boston, Providence. And this tournament is a reflection of a Midwest team. So it's a lot of Ohio, a lot of Michigan. And Ohio is the birthplace of this. It started in Columbus in 1982 and trickled over to Michigan in the mid-90s. And so it's been here at the Village since 1992. This is the 11th year it's been. Oh, I'm sorry, the 22nd year it's been here.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, let's have three cheers for the Iron Horse. Rip, rip.
Rip,
rip. Rip, rip. Rip, rip.
Tell me, kind of set the scene, what's happening here today?
This is a recreation of an actual tournament that occurred in Detroit in 1867. It was played in October down basically where Grand Circus Park is now. Teams from all over the country came for the first ever World's Tournament of Baseball. It was won by a team named the Unknowns, which is a team out of Jackson, Michigan. And they beat a team that was supposed to win called the Allegheny team from Pennsylvania, who was a powerhouse, but this kind of ragtag group from Jackson upset them. This tournament is a recreation of that, and that's what we're doing here today.
Tell me about your team, the Old Golds here from Saginaw, and like these knuckleheads laying over here.
Well, these guys are a pretty ragtag bunch. They try pretty hard. Our captain, Squints McCauley, does a good job keeping us in line, and I think we do a pretty good job of playing ball the way it was supposed to be played in 1867 and showing people how the game was.
What position do you play?
I play third base.
Hot corner.
It's a little hotter without a glove on, too.
Shortstop in the last inning was taking a beating out there.
Yeah, you know, their shortstop for the Unknowns team is a good friend of mine. He's a very good player named Matt Vallant. But as you can see what's going on right behind us, it's about survival out there. You knock the ball down, you try to think it like it's an egg, and you have to do the best you can.
Michael Ossie of the Saginaw Old Golds here at the World Series of Historic Baseball. Michael, thank you.
Thank you so much for your time. Thanks for coming out tonight.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.